Suncorp have put out some new data. So the Suncorp are the insurer, as you know. Hidden hoses are now behind one in every 10 home insurance claims. These are the flexible burst flexi hoses. They're up 9% in just a year, the insurance claims. One of my mates, Quinny, who's listening today, reckons he's a plumber, and he reckons it's the number one insurance claim that he gets to service and gets to attend. Murray Thomas is the CEO of Master Plumbers WA. Hi, Murray. How are you?
Hi, Simon. Yeah, good. Yeah, no, Quinny's right. It's been a real problem. These have been around, these flexi hoses, since around early 2000s. So previously, we used to use hard-drawn copper underneath the sinks, et cetera, to connect to fixtures, et cetera, quick mixers or basins, under basins or system connections.
Yep.
But these flexi connectors, they're causing, yeah, huge problems, as you say.
Murray, why is that? Are there good ones and bad ones?
Yeah, we should be using a watermark tested product. Obviously, there's cheap ones around, but you've got to be using the watermark tested ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, on when you buy them, you can see there's different applications, and you can use them for hot and cold. So if you've got excessively hot water, you need to be using a different type, you know, above 70 degrees. Some of these solars, you know, and uncontrolled heat sources will get up to above 70 degrees. So
yeah, right.
You need to be using a high pressure one. For that, and yeah, there's a number of reasons which I can go into if you like, but there's a number of reasons, yeah.
Yeah. So I've had two go on my roof, Murray, and Quinny came around and fixed them, and they're little, and what happens, a little jet comes out of them, a little jet leak comes out of them, and it gets into the roof cavity, and I only noticed because I could see staining on the roof. So they can be hidden, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, particularly under basins, and like, you know, the insurance council is saying the major property damage, you can get up to, you know, $70,000 worth of damage. If you're away and it's running for the you know, time you're away or whatever, and you've got floorboards and et cetera, it's really excessive, the damage that it does. So, you know, under basins, you know, a lot of the causes under basins, you can kink the hose, put a kink in it.
Yep.
You know, by just pushing towels or whatever underneath it. You know, so you get, some of the things you need to do is have regular inspections just to make sure that the hose isn't kinked.
Yep.
Use the watermark product. But you can also, I'd be checking for a corrosion or brown marking on the outside of the hose as well, because then once that starts to corrode, you'll see that, because it's got like a black inner tube, that'll start to come through as well. But the other thing which is really important for consumers is to ensure that your incoming water pressure doesn't exceed 500 kPa.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and often that'll spike to a lot higher than that in certain times of the day. It spikes, you know, can spike up to 2000 kPa. So when that spikes, these hoses are vulnerable to burst. So you get all under the new regulations that came in from the 1st of May this year.
Yep.
You also have to have a mini stop on them, which is a stop clock underneath, stop tap underneath the sink, so that you have the ability to turn them off if you're going away for an extended period of time as well. So, you know, That's a good, we believe that's a good regulation that's coming in. You need to have a tap there to turn them off as well, on both the hot and the cold. Yeah,
yeah, okay. For is that for new installs, you're recommending that, for existing?
Yeah, all new houses need to have it under the regulation of the 1st of May. They all have to have that's connected to a flexi hose, which whether it be a flick mixer or a basin, they'll need to have a stop tap there.
Couple more from our listeners, Murray, if I may. This is Murray Thomas, everyone, CEO, Master Plumbers WA. We're talking about the flexi hoses. Suncorp have got some new data out, and they continue to be the number one insurance claim item in our homes around water damage. Eddie sent us a text. Muzzy says, when you're on, water hammer absorbers, I feel water hammer caused by solenoid shutting suddenly often cause flexible hoses to rupture. Cheap hoses are also to blame. I write the installation data mine and change them every 5 years. So you talked about, you know, potentially going up to 2,000 kPa. Is that to do with solenoids opening and shutting?
Yeah, it is a bit. So you can get what's called a water hammer arrestor, which will also absorb some of that shock, so you're not actually putting pressure under those flexi hoses. So I talked to your licensed plumber about a water hammer arrestor.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking further into, you know, recommending that just to take the pressure, because there's now a dual check valve on the water meter, which will effectively bounce the water. So it goes where it used to bounce back into the main. That dual valve on the water meter now makes it bounce a little more and get more pressure.
Yeah. Final one from me, if I may, Murray. Is there an issue with fellas like me, you know, who've got some trade skills from way, way back, is an issue for me going to Bunnings and grabbing my own flexi hoses and doing the job myself? Is that an issue for insurance and for these things splitting?
Yeah, and I don't want to sensationalise it, but sometimes the insurer will ask that who installed it.
Yep.
It's like all these appliances. You know, they'll do the checks and balances and say, well, who installed it? Was it installed by a licensed person?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be very, very wary of what's in your insurance policy as to what you should be working on. And, you know, you've got to stick by their rules. Once they say, well, you know, who put it in, you know, yep. There could be issues. I don't want to sensationalise it, but that's the fact.
That's the reality. And again, apparently Chubb are asking plumbers to sign off on these things as well, which goes hand in hand with what you're saying, Muzz.
Yeah, well, as a plumber now, when we go and put a flexi hose or a flick mixer in a house, we need to ensure that the incoming pressure doesn't exceed 500 kPa. So we'll take a picture of it once we install that and say, look, when we left that home, it was at 500 kPa. So as far as our liability and responsibility, when we left the home, it wasn't excessive pressure. So we put those checks and balances in. Obviously, if there's a trail, we need to be able to cover our backside to make sure we've done the right thing as a plumber that's installed it.
Yeah. All right, one final of it. I said I was going to ask you two, and I've asked you about 10. Joe says, what about the fridge ice maker pipe? And I guess that's the, you know, with the modern fridges, you get an ice maker, and mine burst, the whole kitchen was full of water. Do they have flexi hoses on them, Muzz?
No, that's a bit of a different, pipe. So from the isolating valve or the stop tap, they're usually connected off there. So from there onwards, that's not the plumber's responsibility. So once, if that bursts on you, you've got a bit of a problem there because it's sort of an unregulated space. It's just a connection off the appliance. Yeah. So, that's not the plumber's responsibility or the water supplier's responsibility. That's more on the appliance connection.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Murray, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time and your expertise. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Cheers, mate.
See you, mate. Muzz Thomas, Murray Thomas, CEO, Master Plumbers WA. Yeah, the number one item in your household that's causing you to claim on insurance.